Good morning. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time update on Hurricane Nate. Nate is an intensifying hurricane this morning. Data from the Air Force and NOAA Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate the maximum sustained winds have increased now up to 90 miles per hour. Nate right now is located about 180 miles south-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River. That's also about 265 miles south of Biloxi, Mississippi. Right now, Nate is moving very quickly toward the north-northwest at about 26 miles per hour, so it's going to make a rapid approach to the northern Gulf Coast this afternoon and this evening. On our forecast track, the center of Nate is expected to turn northward and then make landfall within the hurricane warning area along the northern Gulf Coast, which extends from Grand Isle, Louisiana, over to the Florida-Alabama border. That landfall, it could also occur somewhere near the mouth of the Mississippi River this evening, with another landfall possible farther north in Louisiana or Mississippi or even southwestern Alabama very late tonight or early Sunday morning. Because Nate is going to be moving very quickly, it's going to move inland over the southeastern United States as a tropical storm. And as a result, we have a variety of tropical storm watches and warnings reflecting the threat of inland winds through portions of southeastern Mississippi, much of Alabama, and into northwest Georgia, including the metro Atlanta area. We're very concerned about the storm surge hazard here. We have a storm surge warning in place from Morgan City, Louisiana, all the way to the Okaloosa-Walton County line in Florida. This includes places like the east bank of the Mississippi River, the northern and western shores of Lake Pontchartrain, Gulfport, Biloxi, Mississippi, Mobile Bay, western Florida Panhandle. And we're especially concerned about this area from the mouth of the Mississippi River to the Alabama-Mississippi border, where we can see 7 to 11 feet of storm surge inundation above ground level in these areas. That's life-threatening storm surge that we could see. So if you live in these storm surge warning areas and you've been asked to evacuate by your local officials, please heed that advice immediately. You only have a few hours left before conditions begin to deteriorate. We expect tropical storm force winds to begin near the mouth of the Mississippi River in the next several hours and spread northward into the rest of the hurricane and storm surge warning areas by late this afternoon and this evening, with the center of the tropical cyclone expected to approach these areas this evening and tonight. So again, you have a few more hours to try and finish your preparations. You're going to want to be in your place where you're going to ride out the storm by the early to mid portions of this afternoon. Please stay tuned for more updates on Hurricane Nate. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center.